Every child in America is injected with this aborted human fetal tissue cell line. It is the genetic imprinting of our children. Every child that's vaccinated is imprinted with the genetic code for cancer. And the cancer industry is a multi-billion-dollar industry. This is Mike Adams here with naturalnews.com with breaking news about vaccines, news that will blow your mind. It'll knock your socks off. An organization out of Italy has completed the genome sequencing of some of the proteins found in common vaccines, such as MMR vaccines. And now we've warned you for years at naturalnews.com that aborted human fetal tissue is routinely used in vaccines. It's openly listed by the CDC and the FDA and the vaccine manufacturers. I'll show you the documents here in just a second. Well, for many, many years, a lot of people just couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe that there were aborted human fetal cells used in vaccines, even though it was openly admitted by the vaccine companies. And of course, the establishment tried to censor everybody in order to make sure that this news never came out. Well, this organization in Italy named Corvelva has completed the genome sequencing of these proteins in the vaccines. Guess what they found? It's the complete genetic code of a male human being. An entire human being's gene sequence is found in the cells that are put into the vaccines. They are injecting you with the DNA sequencing of an entire individual human being who was murdered. And an analysis of those genes has found incredibly high rates of abnormality in the genetic code, including 560 genes that are linked to cancer. So just to summarize the breaking news here, which of course you won't find reported anywhere in the lying fake news media. New York Times, Washington Post, they will just bury this story and hope you never see it. And that's why they censor us, by the way, because we are the only ones, we, the independent media, we're the only ones or the only industry that's reporting this information. Children's Health Defense has reported it. We're reporting it. You'll see this covered on InfoWars. You'll see it covered across independent media, but never in the mainstream media. And frankly, never even on Breitbart.com. They won't touch this topic. They don't tell the truth about vaccines, not even Breitbart. But here's the truth. You can go to the CDC's website right now with these documents right here. You can search cdc.gov and you can find mentions of these aborted human fetal tissue cell lines, which are called MRC-5. MRC-5, according to the CDC, is used in ViriVax vaccines. It's used in hepatitis vaccines, and it's used in varicella vaccines as well. And that's cdc.gov. You can go to the FDA's website and you can find admissions of all of this. These documents here are from the FDA that are showing another vaccine insert sheet. In this case, this is for ViriVax vaccine, and it openly talks about the MRC5 cell lines that are used in the vaccines. In fact, here's a sentence that says, "This product also contains residual components of MRC5 cells, including DNA and protein, and trace quantities of neomycin and bovine cell serum from MRC5 culture media." What they're not saying, I mean, they admit it right there, but only if you know the code words. What they're saying is they took aborted human fetal tissue cells from an aborted baby, and they cloned them, and they put them into the vaccines. And it's openly admitted. Here's another vaccine called Priorix Tetra. This is an MMR vaccine, measles, mumps, rubella, and varicella. And this says each virus strain is separately produced in either chick embryo cells or MRC5 human diploid cells for rubella and varicella. It's right here. This is admitted by GlaxoSmithKline. This is from the GlaxoSmithKline website. And now we have Children's Health Defense, which is run by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and an incredible staff there that has gone public. New data shows aborted fetal cells in vaccines. And this is summarizing the new study that has just come out from this Italian science organization, Corvelva, that has found the entire human genome sequence of a male fetus with 560 genes known to be associated with various forms of cancer. It's in the vaccines. They are injecting you with the entire genetic blueprint of another human being who was murdered and who has hundreds of genes linked to cancer. Now you tell me, why is this being covered up? Why does this vaccine industry have absolute legal immunity where no one can sue them? Why is there no inquiry into this? Why is there no Republican, no Democrat? No one will talk about this except Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who, by the way, deserves like the Medal of Freedom Award or something. President Trump should award this guy something big. I mean, frankly, RFK Jr. should get the Nobel Peace Prize, not Greta Thunderpants or whatever her name is, the climate hysteria lunatic child. It should be Robert F. Kennedy Jr., whose father, by the way, was murdered by the deep state. But that's another story. RFK Jr. is telling the truth about vaccines right now. He is onto this, and this Italian laboratory has broken the news. Now, this is just the short version. I'm giving you a very quick overview of this report right now because I need to get this video out quickly. I'm going to record a much longer, more detailed discussion of this and release that video next week on naturalnews.com. There are things about this that you cannot even imagine the level of horror of what has taken place. For example, did you know that the aborted human baby that was murdered to get these cell lines, the cells that are put into these vaccines, that the mother of that baby was a psychiatric patient? She was insane. So you have the murdered baby of an insane mother infested with cancer cells, replicated for decades since the 1960s, over and over and over again, and then deliberately put into vaccines that touch all of our children. Every child in America is injected with this aborted human fetal tissue cell line. It is the genetic imprinting of our children. Every child that's vaccinated is imprinted with the genetic code for cancer. And the cancer industry is a multi-billion-dollar industry. And the psychiatric drug industry is a multi-billion-dollar industry. And remember that some of what's passed on from generation to generation is not just purely genetic, but epigenetic. How to say this? There are elements of the mental illness and the violence of the murder and the suffering of that child that was murdered for his cells. Elements of that continue to be expressed through the epigenetic factors of these genes that are injected into your children. You wonder why we've had this explosion of cancer and mental illness and insanity and suffering and just craziness in our world for the last couple of decades? Why does it keep skyrocketing? Guess what? Everybody is being injected with mental illness, with hatred, with violence, with murder, with aborted babies, with cancer genes. It's all part of the plan. Folks, this is what I've been trying to warn you about. This goes way beyond medicine and health. This is an annihilation agenda for humankind, which is why they are pushing these vaccines with mandatory immunization programs in places like California and all around the world. They insist that you infect your children and that you are infected with cancer viruses, with hatred, with suffering, with violence, with the entire genetic imprint of a murdered human baby. This is what the vaccine program is absolutely really about. It's not about immunization. It's about infecting you. It's actually, you know what? I'm going to save it for the longer video because there's an element to this that you probably can't even believe. I mean, most people in America don't even know that there are aborted human fetal cells in vaccines, even though you can go on to duckduckgo.com right now and you can just type in a search. Just type in, look, type this in, site:cdc.gov/MRC-5. It'll bring up the documents. And 99 out of 100 Americans have no idea that they're injecting their own children with the fetal tissue cells of other children. It's medical cannibalism. You understand? It's cannibalism, but it's way beyond that. There is an otherworldly element to this that I'll get into in the full-length mini documentary where I discuss this point. You're only going to get this information from the independent media. No one will cover it. Again, not even conservative media. You won't even find this on Drudge. You won't even find it on Breitbart. You won't find it anywhere except the independent media. And of course, Children's Health Defense, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And, you know, Robert Scott Bell Show and places like that. Next News Network, InfoWars, Natural News. These are the places you're going to find this. Censored.news catalogs all the websites that will cover this. You know, All News Pipeline, The Daily Sheeple, Organic Prepper, so many others, stevequayle.com. These are the sites that will cover this, and these are the sites that are all universally banned because they can't let you know the truth that's right in front of your face. All the documents, I've got them all right here. These are the documents. You can find them online. They're CDC, they're FDA, they're GlaxoSmithKline. All the research documents are out there openly admitting what I'm telling you is true. And yet, the typical American has no clue that this is happening. No clue whatsoever. So, look, tune in next week, naturalnews.com. The video, of course, will be posted on Brighteon.com, which is the free speech video platform, the replacement for YouTube, the only place you'll get the truth about vaccines, because YouTube bans all vaccine truth videos, by the way. Brighteon.com is where you're going to find this. So check it out next week. In the meantime, recognize that if you vaccinate your children, you are impregnating them or imprinting them, infesting them with the entire gene sequence of another murdered human baby. And that has just been confirmed by human genome sequencing analysis. All confirmed. Stay tuned. There's a lot more coming on this that will blow your mind. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger for naturalnews.com. Share this video everywhere that you can. They'll try to ban it, but keep sharing it. Spread the word. People need to know about this. Thanks for watching. Most of the vitamin C available on the market today is made from genetically modified corn. If you want non-GMO vitamin C, get it from the Health Ranger store. We are certified non-GMO, lab-tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, and a lot more. Check out our non-GMO vitamin C at healthrangerstore.com.